there's not an incident in history that I know of anyone dominating the world the way the United States does right now and having it last forever. I mean, ask the British. You know, it just doesn't last forever.
A long time ago, for ice and the snow, the giants walked this land. Each step that took, the mighty mountains shook.
You know, in this day and age, to not be smart enough and savvy enough and to care enough about our grandchildren to prepare ourselves for that eventuality. In other words, we're going around carrying ourselves as if it's going to last forever, that we're always going to be top dog, and we're not. That's just impossible.
When it all was over, slate wiped clean with a touch. Their God stood and saw it was good and said, ashes to ashes.
I think we're paying for it now to a certain extent. Bush wants to go into Iraq and all of a sudden, you know, nobody wants to go with him. You know, well, duh.
The seed gave birth and it crawled up on the dirt and stood up and took a look around. Said, I'm the next big thing. Gift of thy brain comes directly from God, so ain't no holding me down.
The danger in it is that, and I think it's very similar to the way that we think in terms of using natural resources and economics, it doesn't take our grandchildren into consideration.
They drew a line in the sand and made the last stand. So God made us in his image, and it's in God that we trust.
There will come a day when we're not as powerful as we are, and our grandchildren or their children will inherit that, and then what are they going to do?